Welcome to E-Bike Trail Guide, the podcast where we explore the best e-bike trails all over the country.
We're going to dive into some thrilling rides, hidden gems, and give you some great e-bike tips for your next adventure.
But before we get started today, just a super important reminder.
Yeah.
Always check those local trail rules before you head out.
For sure. Make sure Class 1 e-bikes are allowed on whatever trails you want to try.
All right. Are you ready to explore a truly iconic e-bike route with us today?
Oh, absolutely. Today, we're going deep into the Mount Vernon Trail.
Ooh, the Mount Vernon Trail.
Yes, in Northern Virginia.
Okay.
This trail is a phenomenal experience, whether you're on an e-bike or just enjoy beautiful views and some history.
I love it. So it's not just any trail. We're talking about the trail that runs along the Potomac River and connects two really significant historical sites.
Yeah.
From Theodore Roosevelt Island, which is near Rosslyn, all the way down to George Washington's Mount Vernon Estate.
It's amazing. It's like a thread through American history that you can actually ride.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And it's a pretty long ride too, right?
Yeah, the paved trail itself is about 18 miles long. Mm. So if you do the whole thing out and back,
oh wow,
it's over 36 miles.
So it's really for anybody, whether you have a couple hours or if you want to make a full day of it.
Exactly.
What's our mission on today's deep dive?
Well, I think we want to uncover what makes the Mount Vernon Trail so special.
Yeah.
Particularly for the in-bikers out there.
Mm-hmm.
Give you some real good insight on what to expect.
Okay.
And why this trail is such a popular destination.
I love it. Okay, so first of all, what's the story behind this trail? What can we expect to see in terms of scenery and these amazing views?
Well, the Mount Vernon Trail actually has a pretty interesting origin story.
Mm.
You know, it opened back in 1972.
Oh, wow.
But it wasn't always this beautifully smooth paved surface. Initially, it was actually a gravel path.
Oh, wow.
Thanks to some very dedicated local volunteers.
That's awesome.
Like Ellen Pickering and Barbara Lynch. They worked with the National Park Service to kind of pioneer this trail and really demonstrate that need for a trail like this.
Oh, that's great.
Initially, they just focused on a 4.5-mile stretch.
It's so cool to think about that grassroots beginning and how that initial push led to government funding and allowed for that paving and expansion throughout the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah, it shows what you can do when a community gets together and really advocates for something.
Absolutely. I love it. So now, you know, obviously we're talking about the Mount Vernon Trail.
Right.
But it's part of this much bigger network, right?
Exactly. It's not just a standalone trail. It's actually a really important part of the U.S. Bike Route 1.
Okay.
It's also part of the Potomac Heritage Trail and the East Coast Greenway.
Wow. So it's not just like a little trail. It's a big deal.
Yeah. It really highlights that it's not just a local recreational path.
Right.
It's part of this regional and even national transportation network.
That's so cool.
You know, you think about long distance riders.
Right.
That's a key destination for them as well.
That's really neat. So you know that the trail has some amazing views. So tell me, what can I expect to see when I'm riding along? What landmarks can I see?
Well, as you pedal along, you're going to get these amazing views.
Oh.
You'll have these panoramic views of the Potomac River and the D.C. skyline.
Oh, okay.
You'll see iconic structures like the Kennedy Center, the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial, and the Jefferson Memorial.
Oh, my God.
Right there across the water.
That's amazing. And you don't just have to gaze across the river. You can actually go to Theodore Roosevelt Island.
That's right.
You can actually go there. It's right on the trail.
You can stop and hop off your bike and check it out. It's a great little break.
I love that.
Yeah.
What about continuing further south?
Well, if you keep heading south, you're going to hit Old Town Alexandria.
Ooh, Alexandria. I love Alexandria.
Yeah, it's a really cool spot.
I love the historic stuff there.
It's a charming little contrast to those grand monuments of D.C.
Right.
You'll definitely want to spend some time there. Hop off your bike and check out all the colonial architecture.
Absolutely. And then the ultimate destination at the end is George Washington's Mount Vernon.
That's right.
Which, to arrive there by bicycle, I feel like that just adds a whole other layer of appreciation.
There's a nice reward at the end of your ride.
And, you know, being able to arrive there that way, I think it really helps to connect you with the history of the place.
Absolutely.
So what about some of the other unique stops along the way? I know that there are a couple.
Oh, yeah. There's some really cool spots to check out.
Tell me about them.
One of them is Gravelly Point.
Okay.
Which is right by Reagan National Airport.
What?
Yeah. It's crazy. You get super close to those airplanes as they're taking off and landing.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's a really unique spot.
Yeah.
Especially if you're into aviation.
That's so cool.
And then a little further down, you'll hit Dangerfield Island.
Okay.
Which actually isn't an island.
Oh, really?
It's a peninsula. Yeah. It's a nice place to just relax and take a break.
Okay.
Watch the boats.
I love that.
You know, maybe dream about your own water adventures.
Absolutely.
And then if you go further south, you'll reach Jones Point Park.
Okay.
This is actually a really cool spot historically.
Oh, really?
There's a marker there that was placed under the direction of George Washington.
Oh, wow.
It marks the original southern boundary of D.C.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And then there's also a restored lighthouse there, which is a pretty neat feature.
Oh, wow. So much history packed into this one trail.
I know, right?
I love it. What's next?
So from there, you'll pass through the Dyke Marsh Wildlife Preserve.
Okay.
This is kind of a change of scenery. You get into the natural wetlands along the Potomac.
I love that.
Keep an eye out for some local wildlife there.
Oh, yeah.
And then finally, you'll hit Fort Hunt Park.
Okay.
Which has some historic war batteries.
Oh, wow.
A little reminder of a different period in American history.
I love it. So it's, like I said, it's not just a scenic path. It's a history lesson.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. It's so cool. Is there anything else we should remember about the history of this trail?
Well, it's worth noting that this trail essentially connects two original British colonial ports, Georgetown and Alexandria.
Oh, wow.
So that's some pretty deep historical roots.
I love that. So now let's talk about e-bikes. What's the current policy on e-bikes on the Mount Vernon Trail?
Well, the rules around e-bikes have changed quite a bit recently, especially on federal lands.
Right.
In September of 2019, the National Park Service made a pretty big change.
Okay.
And issued a policy that allows e-bikes on the Mount Vernon Trail.
Well, that's good news for a lot of people.
Yeah, definitely.
So what exactly does that policy say?
Well, it allows e-bikes to go up to 28 miles per hour on the trail.
Okay.
Which is the same as regular bikes.
Okay.
However, just like regular bikes, you're not allowed to take them into wilderness areas.
Okay, that makes sense.
So for the most part, on the Mount Vernon Trail, you're good to go. Which is great.
Yeah.
You know, it makes the trail accessible to so many more people. The National Park Service recognized this themselves.
Yeah.
That e-bikes make it easier for people of all ages and abilities to enjoy the outdoors.
Exactly.
And it also offers a nice convenient option if there's some hills, you know?
Right. Which we did mention earlier.
Exactly.
There are a few hills on this trail. It's interesting to note that Mount Vernon was one of the first trails in our region to allow e-bikes. The WNOD trail being the first.
That's right, yeah.
It seems like there's a growing understanding of the benefits of e-bikes, and that's great.
Yeah, it definitely seems like a positive trend towards making outdoor spaces more inclusive.
I love that.
However, we also have to consider that, you know, when you allow e-bikes on these trails, you also increase the chances of congestion and potentially safety issues.
Right.
You know, Henry Dunbar from Bike Arlington.
Okay.
He mentioned this back when they first introduced the policy.
Okay.
And it's something to keep in mind.
Absolutely. Especially on a trail as popular as this one.
Yeah.
You know, it just really emphasizes the importance of being aware of your speed and being aware of other people on the trail.
Exactly. Being a courteous rider and a responsible rider.
Agreed. Okay, so let's dive into what the actual conditions are like on the trail.
All right, so for the most part, you're going to find paved surfaces.
Okay, that's good.
Mostly asphalt, but there are some sections with boardwalks, brick, and concrete.
Okay, so it's a good mix.
Yeah.
Now, I know that generally it's considered an easy trail with just some gentle inclines.
Yeah, the average grade is about 2%.
Okay.
And the steepest sections are maybe 5%.
Okay.
So even for beginners, and especially with an e-bike, it shouldn't be too bad.
That's good to know. But I have heard from a few people that there are some bumpy patches along the trail.
Yeah, that is something to keep in mind.
What causes those?
A lot of times it's tree roots growing under the pavement.
Okay.
Or just the natural unevenness of the terrain.
Right.
And some sections are a little narrower than others. So, you know, even though it's a pretty easy trail overall, you might encounter some bumps here and there.
Yeah, so I guess that's something to keep in mind, especially for people with, like, road bikes with thin tires.
Yeah, for sure.
I imagine with an e-bike with maybe some thicker tires or even suspension, you might not notice it as much.
Right.
But it's still something to be aware of.
Definitely.
So I know that there are some maintenance efforts underway, which is good news.
Yeah, that's really important.
Because I know a lot of people have mentioned those tree root bumps. It's great that the Friends of the Mount Vernon Trail and the National Park Service are working to fix those problems. I've heard they're grinding down trip hazards, filling potholes, replacing bridges and boardwalks.
Yeah, it's great to see that happening.
There are also plans to widen and repave some sections of the trail.
Yeah, and that will make a big difference for sure.
Yeah, a lot of people are excited about that.
However, it's important to remember
That not at all.
Maintenance isn't always consistent across the entire trail. Right. There was actually a review from just July of last year, 2024.
Oh, wow. Really?
Isn't saying that this section south of the Woodrow Wilson Bridge was really in need of some attention.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you might experience some variations in trail condition.
Okay.
Depending on where you are.
Good to know. And you mentioned earlier that the last mile approaching Mount Vernon is pretty steep.
Yeah. It's a pretty significant uphill climb.
Okay.
So even with an e-bike,
yeah,
pace yourself for that last stretch.
Great advice. So now that we know about the history and the rules and the trail conditions,
right,
what's it actually like to ride on the Mount Vernon Trail?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, it's a super popular trail.
Okay.
So you're going to be sharing the path with lots of other people.
Okay.
Walkers, runners, cyclists.
Okay.
Especially in the warmer months and during peak times.
Yeah, like weekends and after work.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're looking for some peace and quiet, when would you go?
Early morning. Definitely early morning. Less crowds, more peaceful.
Exactly.
Yeah. What about safety?
Well, overall, the trail is considered pretty safe.
Okay, that's good.
But, you know, you got to be cautious.
Right.
There's a lot of people moving at different speeds.
Right.
So it's always a good idea for cyclists to use a bell.
Yes. A bell is so important.
Just to let people know you're coming.
Yeah. So you don't startle anybody. And I know we mentioned before that parts of the trail run right alongside the George Washington Memorial Parkway.
Right.
What does that mean for people on the trail?
Well, it's really pretty.
Yeah.
And it makes it easy to get on and off the trail.
Right.
But it also means there are a few road crossings.
Oh, okay.
So definitely pay attention at those intersections.
Yeah. Safety first.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so important.
And of course, trail etiquette is crucial on a trail this busy.
What does that mean exactly?
You know, just being mindful of other people. Wow. Signaling your intentions.
Okay.
And being considerate.
Yeah.
That's going to make the experience much better for everyone.
Absolutely. Mutual respect on the trail.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into some practical information.
Okay.
For people who are now ready to go out and ride this trail, where exactly does it begin and end?
So the northern starting point
Okay. Is
at Gateway Park in Rosslyn.
Okay.
That's at the intersection of US 29 and Lynn Street.
Okay, got it.
And then, of course, it ends at Mount Vernon.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And it's so cool how well connected this trail is to other trails in the area.
Oh, yeah. It's a great starting point for longer rides.
Yeah.
So at the northern end, you can connect to the Custis Trail.
Okay.
And then down by the airport, you've got the 4 Mile Run Trail.
Okay.
And the Potomac Yard Trail.
Awesome.
And then south of Old Town, you can get on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge Trail.
Wow. So many options.
Yeah. It's really a key part of the Arlington Loop and the whole Capital Trails Coalition.
That's so cool. So what about parking for people who are driving to the trail?
There's a few parking lots.
Okay.
Mount Vernon has its own parking.
Okay.
And then there's Gravelly Point by the airport.
Bellhaven Park, south of Alexandria.
Okay.
And then there's some parking near River Farm Drive.
Okay.
But just a heads up, those lots can fill up pretty quickly.
Especially during peak times.
Exactly. So get there early if you can.
Good advice. What about public transportation?
DC has an amazing public transportation system.
It does.
So you can get to the trail using the metro.
Okay.
You can get off at the Rosslyn Station, Arlington Cemetery Station.
Okay.
Or the Crystal City Station.
Okay.
And all those are pretty close to the trail.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What about facilities specifically for cyclists?
You'll find bike racks.
Okay.
And even bike share facilities near the airport.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah. If you're flying in, you can just hop on a bike right away.
Love it. Now, what if I need to rent a bike?
Head to Old Town Alexandria.
Okay.
They have all sorts of bikes for rent.
Okay.
Including e-bikes.
Awesome. Perfect for this trail.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just, you know, check online beforehand to make sure they have what you need, especially if it's a busy time of year.
Great tip. And I know we mentioned this before, but can you tell me more about that bike ride and boat cruise option?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that's super cool.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
So basically, during the warmer months, you can ride your bike from Alexandria to Mount Vernon.
Okay.
And then take a boat back up the river.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's amazing. You get to see the trail from two different perspectives.
I love it. I'm putting that on my to-do list.
Yeah, definitely.
What about amenities along the trail? Like water fountains and restrooms?
Yeah, you'll find those along the trail.
Okay, good.
But I've heard that the water fountains can be a little unreliable.
Really?
Yeah. So it's always a good idea to bring your own water.
Good advice, especially on a hot day.
Especially on a hot day, yeah.
Any other tips for people planning to ride the Mount Vernon Trail?
Yeah, for sure. So, like we said, bring water.
Yeah.
If it's cold out, dress in layers.
Okay.
Because the wind coming off the river can be pretty brutal.
Oh, yeah.
If it's sunny, wear sunscreen and a hat.
Okay, good advice.
Yeah, and always be mindful of the wind.
Yeah.
It can definitely affect your ride.
Right.
Oh, and if you have time, definitely stop in Old Town Alexandria.
Yes.
It's a great spot to grab some food,
yeah.
Do some shopping,
yep.
Explore the historical streets.
I love it. Okay, as we wrap up our deep dive into the Mount Vernon Trail.
I think it's pretty clear that this trail is truly special.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got historical landmarks, beautiful scenery. It's amazing.
It's an easy ride, too.
Yeah, especially with an e-bike.
Yeah.
It's a great ride for all levels.
Absolutely. And, you know, sure, there might be some maintenance issues here and there.
Yeah.
And we always have to remember to be courteous to other people on the trail.
That's right.
But overall, the Mount Vernon Trail is an incredible place to go.
Definitely.
And a super valuable resource for our region.
Absolutely.
So hopefully now you have a better understanding of what the Mount Vernon Trail has to offer, and you can start planning your own adventure.
That's right.
So what are some other things people can do to learn more about this trail?
Well, if you're a history buff, sure. I would definitely research those historical sites in more detail.
Okay.
You know, really dig into the history.
I love it.
If you're more into nature, check out Dyke Marsh Wildlife Preserve.
Okay.
And, of course, look into bike rentals.
Yeah.
And maybe explore those connections to other trails.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know you have one final thought for us today.
I do. You know, with e-bikes becoming more and more popular,
yeah,
it's important to think about how we can all share these outdoor spaces safely and respectfully.
That's such a good point.
Whether you're on an e-bike or a regular bike or even walking.
Yeah.
We all have a responsibility to make sure that everyone can enjoy these trails.
That's a great point to end on. Thanks for joining us today on E-Bike Trail Guide. Happy riding, everybody.